And they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, and sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Let us pray at this time. Every head bowed and eyes closed at this time. Dear God, we thank you again for the reading of the scripture. We pray, Lord, now at this time that you prepare our hearts for the preaching of thy word. We ask, dear God, you fill our pastor with the Spirit of God. And God, we pray that you use the message in a great way to minister to the hearts of your people. Father, we pray that souls be saved, Lord, and life be changed. And may, dear God, you get the glory and the praise from it all. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen.
Okay, you pray for Jacinia. Let's bow our heads in prayer. She's going to sing a solo. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we pray you bless now, Father, that you would help everyone to listen well. And I pray, Father, that you would pour your spirit upon Jacinia. Help her sing and just, Spirit of God, use the song. Encourage people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God loves you.
Amen. Let the church say amen now. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Daniel, chapter 3. Daniel, the book of Daniel. Hope you understand that and you know that, that God loves you and that He cares about you. And I hope you feel mighty loved by the Lord, you know. I appreciate that song. Daniel chapter 3. Appreciate you, Sister Jessenia. You've been blessing to us, ministering to our hearts. All you that sang this morning and just congregational singing, outstanding choir singing. Thank all of you. And now for the most important part is where God speaks to us through the Word of God. Isn't that wonderful? Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. And before I start off, I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say it. Would you say it? God is able. Let me hear you say that. Oh, there you go. There you go. I want you to know that. So true, isn't it? Daniel in chapter 3 and verse 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is what? Able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, let it be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know the story, most of you, some of you, it's new to you in the Bible. But these three Hebrew boys made up their mind that they're going to serve their God, the only true God, the Jehovah God. And He is the only true God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ. There's only one God, my friend. And we understand that this great God of ours, three personalities, persons, type, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and all are one. These three are one, the Bible says. The Father in heaven, as much as God is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as much as God is the Father, then you have the Holy Spirit. Let me hear you say Holy Ghost. Let me hear you say Holy Spirit. He as much as God as the Son. What I'm trying to tell you, one God. Our God is great. Our God in Philippians chapter 2 changed His form into a servant, became a man. Our God can do that. Our God can become man and be man and God at the same time. Only our God can do that. You understand that? There's no other God that can do that. And I would be no fool, and you would be no fool to say there's no other small gods. The devil's the god of this world. But our God is bigger than the god of this world. Let the church say amen. It's amazing when the wizards, the witches in Egypt, when Moses went down there. Are you listening? It's amazing when they cast their rods, they became snakes. But Moses cast his rod, became a snake. But Moses' rod, the snake, God's snake, ate up the false god snake. Somebody say amen. Isn't that right? Pharaoh had his gods. You understand that? Pharaoh was a great king, a deceiver, and witchcraft. And they thought that he was like a god. And the wizards and the witches and all this witchcraft going on. And they thought they had the true God. But after God was finished with them, after making the water into blood, only our God can do that, make the water into blood. Only our God can make frogs all over the place in their bedroom, the clothes and shoes, frogs crawling all over them, attacking them. Only our God can do that. Only our God can make it pitch black where there's no light. Only our God can take the boils and make boils on the cattle and on the people and all boils and all kinds of skin affliction. Only our God can do that. By the way, the last thing that God showed Pharaoh that our God's greater is when the firstborn in Egypt, dead bodies, young teenagers, adults, dead bodies, mothers crying, screaming, Pharaoh said, now I must let you go because your God is the true God. Let's just say amen. And God told us in the Bible, and when He brought His people out of Egypt, we shall serve no other gods, but the Lord thy God, Him only shalt thou serve. Let the church say, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, trying to help you. Amen. And I'm saying that in the Bible, hey, in the Bible, listen to me, in the Bible, We're not to serve any other God but Jehovah, Jesus. That's it. And these Hebrew boys said, hey, are you listening? Sit back, I want you to listen, okay? Good. I want you to take it. I want you to listen. Listen, what they were trying to say, these Hebrew boys are saying, we're not bowing down. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to bow down to the world's music, and we're not going to bow down to the devil. We are going to serve the Lord to the end. And this is what they said. Look at verse 17. This is what they said. They said right here in verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. See that there? You don't see that? Look, I'll read it again. Verse 7, look at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, what's the other one's name? Abednego. Okay, alright. Okay. But that had waked some of you up. And there I am. Okay, now look what it says here. Look what it says here. And answered, look at verse 16. And answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we what? Serve is able to what? Deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. See? And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Hey, listen to me. This is what they did. They made that fire hot. And by the way, they said, listen, the king got so angry because, they wouldn't bow down. They would not bow down. They would not worship him. They would not worship his image. So this is what he said. He said, make it hotter. Put clothes on him. Put hats on him. Put much as you can on them, and threw them in the fire furnace. But you not know the story. Jesus went in the fire furnace with them. Wake up! And not one bit of the fire touched their clothes. Now, those other guys that threw them in the fire furnace, they got burnt, the ones that threw them in there. But God's servants didn't get burnt. So let the church say amen. By the way, know what amazes me? In verse 8, this is the way we are. We always add, but if not. Look at verse 18. But if not, let it be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve the gods. Know what they said? This amazes me. They're like us. We know God can do it. We know he can do anything. But if God does it, if he does it, we're not bowing down. We're willing to go in the fire. And that's the way we are. We know God's able. But for some reason, if God don't come through... Thank God we still love him. Thank God we still adore him. Thank God we're still going to serve him, even though we don't get our own way. If God has a better way, he knows what's best for us. If he wants us to die in the fire furnace, we will die in the fire. Isn't that wonderful? Their faith amazed me. These young teenagers, they amazed me. These young men that serve God and love God amazed me. Their whole future's in front of them, and they're saying we're willing to die if we have to. Oh God, help us! But I'll tell you what I admire is our text. In verse 17, if so be, our God whom we serve is what? Is able. You sing that song. I'd ask Brother Burley to sing that song this morning, but y'all sang it, and I want you to look at the words. I want you to look at the words, and you can look at it if you will on page 260. He is able to deliver thee. I'd ask him to sing that song, congregational song. He didn't even know I was going to preach on this sermon, but I said, "Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. God knows what the people need." Isn't that right? That's 260. And 'tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world has sung. Our God is what? Able to what? To deliver thee. He is able to what? Deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for what? Rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. You know, it's amazing. We come to church, so much is on our mind. We're thinking about this, thinking about that. We miss what God's trying to tell us. He's speaking to us. And through the song. Look at the second verse. To the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme. Tell the world again. Our God is able to what? To deliver thee. He is able to what? To deliver thee. To the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the grandest, to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith. He will make thee well, whole. Our God is what? Able to deliver thee. Look, friends, so many times we come to church, we got to realize the Holy Spirit's using the song. Who is God talking to this morning? Well, who's God? Is he able? What is that which you need? What is that you've been praying for? What is that you want to see God do in your life? What is that thing, that one thing you've been praying about? What is that one goal you're shooting for? What is those things? Whatever it is, my God can do anything. My God is awesome. My God is great. My God divided the Red Sea. My God made the sun stand still and helped his people win the battle. My God knocked out the walls of Jericho. My God fed the millions of people in the wilderness. Let the church say amen. I was out witnessing to the Mexicans there and Spanish people over there, and we were just trying to get them to come on the bus. And they could speak little English, and I told her, I said, look, you know, we were talking about children and having kids, and I said, man, my wife's a miracle woman. She had 12. We got 12 kids. She couldn't believe it. That lady said, "Good night, you're crazy." But I would be crazy if I didn't have a God like Jesus. I would be crazy if I didn't have a God like Jehovah that owns the cattle on the thousand hills. He owns all the cars in the car lot. He owns all the houses. He owns all the banks. He owns his earth. He owns all the clothes. Let the church say amen. I'd be crazy if I didn't have Jesus Christ. But there is a God that can help me. He can help my wife. He can help my children. If somebody say amen. My God is a great God. My God is an awesome God. Don't you be scared to get married. God is able for you to have a husband that loves God, a wife that loves God. God's able to help you to have a Christian home. Don't you fear. Don't you fear. I know this economy seems bad, and you look on the news, $1 trillion in debt. Look like there might be a World War III, but I mount this pulpit and tell you, my God's greater than the North Korea crazy man that threatened missiles to blow us up in a nuclear blast. Let the church say amen. My God is greater than Iran, who is to try to get the nuclear power to blow us off the map. Our God is greater. Somebody say amen. God is able to give us the greatest army. God is able to give us the greatest navy. God is able to get us the greatest marines. Our God is great. Let the church say amen. He's able. I want you to know very quickly, my God's able to answer prayer. Isn't that right? In Isaiah, in chapter 59, I want you to turn there in the Old Testament, if you can. And I want you to look at Isaiah. And I want you to look at Isaiah, if you will, please, in Isaiah chapter 59. In Isaiah chapter 59, please. God had to remind his people in a time of chaos, a time of destruction, a time of fear. In verse 1, he said, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is his ear what? Heavy that it cannot what? Cannot hear." He said in verse 2, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your what? God, and your sins have hid his face from who? From you, that he will not what? Hear." Some, I get criticized by preaching so hard. And sometimes I feel bad that I got to preach hard against sin. Really, some of you don't know it. My heart aches and I weep and I cry. You ask these people, you come to a prayer meeting on Saturday morning, I can feel bottles of tears up, bottles with tears. And I weep and I cry over our people, and I love our people. And God knows, I wish everybody could see my heart. And you wonder why pastor's so rough. Pay attention! Why do I do that? Pay attention! Why do I do that? I know what sin does. I know what iniquity does. I know how sin will ruin you. I know it will stop God from answering. It's not that God's not able. God can do miracles, and God wants to do miracles. But many times our sin, it's our sins, the iniquities of the land, that causes God not to be able to do what he wants to do. But my God is able. The problem is not God. The problem is us. And may we confess our sin. May we forsake our sin. Our sin is not worth holding on to stop God doing what he wants to do. Oh, that you may see that today. Oh, that you may see it. God has a great future for you. You know? And I want the best for you.